Welcome to Growth Uncut, a podcast that interviews different people from around the world to talk about personal growth. We really value humanity, relationships and social justice. And today I'm joined by Justine Best, who is one of our consultants at Grow Transform Belong. Hi, Justine.
Hi.
So lovely to have you on the show. Do you want to just talk a little bit about your role at GTB?
So I am a consultant. I do some work within the prisons and our growth projects. I do quite a bit of our research.
I do a bit of everything. Brilliant. Okay. And let's talk about our story. So, yeah, tell me a little bit about how we met. And, let's talk about how we met.
Okay. So we met when I was a younger lady. At university, I was doing a criminology degree and you were my tutor. And I think I joined as a care leaver to university, so I was somewhat of a statistic, had a little bit more to prove than everyone else, and you just ran with it. I think you saw that I had a bit of passion in me, and I just kept trying, and I got to the end. Then I did my master's degree. Fast forward a couple of years, we did some work together on a project that you were doing. I was working for a prisoner charity at the time, and our energies just met and our paths joined again.
Yes.
And part of our wonderful team.
Boo-boo! And why did you join us?
I joined because I think I was ready to get into the field and get with people directly. And I was at a point in my journey where I realised that people could gain some hope from seeing and hearing about my journey, and I was ready to share that with the world.
Yeah. And what did you want to tell the world, would you say? What do you think you want to say based on your experience, based on your journey?
I'd say we learn from our past, and regardless of where you've been, every day is another opportunity to change your path, and there is hope in that. And there is always hope in that. And I think seeing somebody who has been through the care system, that kind of ticks a lot of them social to statistical boxes of kind of being disadvantaged, it doesn't stop you. And that if you stick at it, and every time you fall, you keep getting back up and you keep going, you will get to that point where you're achieving what you want to achieve, and then you can use that to kind of help other people and empower them and give them hope.
Yeah. And you've worked with us for a year.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And
it's been amazing.
It's been amazing. Yeah, it's been amazing. What would you say your highlight has been in terms of so far? What stands out for you as a good experience?
I think all of them have been a good experience. For learning, for the people that you meet some amazing people along the way. I'd say I can't pick one, but in the main thing over the year that I think has empowered me and given me meaning and purpose is when you meet somebody who is maybe not ready to change their path, and that's because they feel that there is no hope and that no one's going to give them a job, or that no one's going to listen to them, or no one's going to want to work with them. And then having that conversation, I remember a conversation I had with a young lad in HMP Huel, and we were talking about being in care, and his whole face just lit up and he was like, oh my goodness, like we've got a really similar journey and you're sat in front of me. And he was just, you could see the hope building in him, that he was like, oh, I could be somebody. Well, if you've got over them barriers, I could get over them barriers. And just to see in his head, I think, for him to realise that he was so much more than being a care leaver or having a criminal record or being in prison, and that there is a life after that that can be completely different to where you've been.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know the man you speak of, and he has grown, hasn't he?
Yeah.
In the time that we've worked with him, he has really grown, and he's worked with us on the out as well. So he's done some work with us, and he's just, the minute you give him opportunities, he rises to that occasion, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. And it's been a pleasure to know him, and I can't wait to see what he will go on and do, because I think he's got lots of things he wants to say.
Yeah.
In terms of the system and how it could change. So, in terms of your hopes, I guess, like you are probably the most optimistic person I've ever met. What are your hopes for GTB? What are your hopes for us?
We're going to change society's view on humans. I think my hope is that the stigma of having a criminal record starts to change, and the conversations around that change, and that society is a bit more open to letting us come back into the world and us having them opportunities to be equal and using our experiences to help other people that don't have hope, so that they, when they're ready at their time, because everyone's at a different, has a different kind of time when their choices change, that when they're ready, that we're part of that picture, and society supports that.
And in terms of your kind of what you want to bring to the table, like you talk about care a lot, you know, in terms of your experience of it and what you want to do, I guess, in terms of changing that, but you also have done an awful lot of research and you have a lot of passion in terms of reintegration of people convicted of sexual offending. What would you say is something that you would really like to do in the future around those kind of topics or other topics that you feel passionately about?
I think on care, I think we've come a long way since I was in care, but I think we've still got a long way to go. And we need more opportunities and a bit more understanding and support out there for young people, to kind of explore their dreams and their hopes, because there's not a lot of hope when you're in care. Being a teenager is hard at the best of times, especially in 2023. Around those convicted of sexual offences, I think it's a very taboo subject and people don't want to talk about it, but I think there's more to it. And I think if we just spoke a bit more and we had a bit more education and we were able to separate the different levels of offending that there is, and to understand that it's not all one, they're not all part of the same kind of situation, and to understand that they're all individuals in that journey. And if we understand that, I think we can support them better and enable them to be part of society in a healthy, manageable, safe way. That getting them conversations started is the first part, because it's society. Education is what we need.
Great. And yesterday we talked about our vision, so we kind of shared that all with the kind of team. We've been putting some stuff together. What were your thoughts around it? What were your reactions?
I just get really excited. I love being part of anything that is just full of hope and empowerment. I think a human being, if you can inject hope into a human being and empower them and pull out the best bits of them, they're the bits that grow. So if you focus on even the tiniest amount of light, that light will grow and it will get bigger. And that excites me, that we can be finding people's little bit of light in maybe their darkest time, especially when you're in prison, and supporting that and helping that kind of shine, which means they shine. It's their journey.
I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining me. Thank you
Thank
for
you.
listening, everyone. If you want to know more information about what we do, please have a look at our website, www.growtransformbelong.com, or check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And you'll find us. Just check us out. We're doing lots of stuff and we feel really passionate about this. But thanks so much for joining me, Justine.
Thank you.